Hey, y'all, as promised, our special guest today, all-star actor, known as a huge sex symbol for the ladies.
Say that. You don't gloss over that.
I don't want to say all that.
And known as a huge sex symbol for the ladies.
Well, you know, because he's just my dude, though, so I don't really. And then this next line is his blue-eyed gaze.
I know you didn't write that.
I've seen him do anger moments. They wasn't blue when he get mad. They ice cold black.
Yes.
He's starring in a new thriller that's in theaters now, y'all. It's called The Intruder. And it opened at number two at the box office this past weekend. Nobody was going to beat all them animals and stuff. What are the
Avengers? Yeah. The Endgame.
Billion damn dollars and all that. Anybody got no time either?
Yeah.
Anyway, number two at the box office. Congratulations. Please welcome back to the show one of the stars, my man, Michael Ealy.
What's up, Mike? What's up, Mike?
Yes.
What's up, man? How you feeling, man?
I'm good. I could never been more happy to be number two in my life.
You ain't never lied, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. This time it's a good thing, huh?
Yeah. No, it feels like, you know, just to be able to beat like a kid's movie and like, you know, the guy who did Knocked Up, you know what I mean? Like to be able to beat these people, you know, beat the Oscar winner and stuff like to beat these people. I mean, look, we knew that Avengers was going to do money. Now, I thought maybe 70. I did not anticipate the kind of numbers it did. So,
no.
Like they
you was thinking like 70 million?
Yeah. Like they.
Hey,
they
dog, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. They doubled that. They weren't even messing around. And I don't understand. The movie 3 hours long. I don't understand.
No, man, and people been in line, but I tell you what, like you say, number two on these weekends here is pretty good, man. I had you and Megan Good on the show, who plays your wife in the movie. Yeah. It's called Intruder, y'all. Y'all got to get out and see this one. This is a good one. It's a young married couple, and you bought your first house from its former owner, Charlie, who's played by Dennis Quaid.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the movie, because it don't go that good at this house, huh?
No.
Good one, Steve.
No, it's, it don't go good at all.
I can't believe he said that. Yeah. Putting it mildly. All right, ladies, we'll have more with Michael Ealy. All right, Steve, let's wrap up with the very fine Michael Ealy and... Thank you so very much. And you're welcome.
Our special guest today, my man Michael Ealy. He's starring in a new thriller that's in theaters now, y'all. It's called The Intruder. It's a young married couple, and you bought your first house from its former owner, Charlie, who's played by Dennis Quaid.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
The dude won't leave us alone. And you learn later on that he's got a connection to the house that he don't, like, you know, he don't just, you know, disclose when he sells it to her. Yeah. So, you know, he's kind of hiding that stuff from us. And he's also got intentions, you know, he's trying to come after my wife, which, you know, I just can't have that.
Yeah, no.
So, you know, no man wouldn't handle that. You know what I mean?
No. And it's Megan Good. So we got really a lot of reason to fight.
Yeah, a lot of reasons. There's also the $3 million that was spent on that.
Hold up, dog. Y'all bought a $3 million crib?
Yeah.
So you really need to try to stay there.
Yeah, I ain't trying to sell it right now. Like, it's like, you know, for that kind of money, you know, you would just expect the owner to just kind of leave you alone, let you do what you want. You want to knock down a wall. You know, I got $3 million saying why I should be allowed to do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he just won't leave. And it becomes much more sinister and dark. And next thing you know, we in a real battle for our lives with this cat, man.
Hey, man. So how crazy is Dennis Quaid in this movie?
Honestly, I mean, it's so bad that, like, when I watched it the first time, I was mad at me. Like, I was mad at my character for not stopping him sooner. I almost forgot it was me. And, like, I was mad at Scott. Like, I was like, get up.
Yeah.
Get over it. Like, I was really yelling at my own character. That's
so
how
Ely,
much it gets underneath my skin. And so, I think the audience's skin in this movie.
Yeah, so you just had a black moment watching your damn
right.
movie.
Yeah.
You in the theater yourself. Get your ass up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's
that's never answer. Happened to me. That's never happened.
Never. Hey, man, I had him and Megan Good on my talk show. So uh-huh. I've heard about this movie, man. It just mm-hmm. sounds like a winner, man. It's in theaters right now, y'all. Go out and see the movie. Everybody that got over the $1 billion buzz of
Avengers.
The Avengers and all like Endgame. That. And this a real life movie. This is something that can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This ain't nobody flying and all this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with
a Starbucks cup in the movie. You know what I mean?
Boy, I was just looking at that on Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I know, right?
Hey, y'all, it's in theaters now, and it's called The Intruder. It's starring Michael Ealy, Megan Good, and Dennis Quaid, man. It's in theaters now, and Michael Ealy's our boy. Make sure y'all get out to the movies this weekend and check it out. Michael Ealy, we love you, man.
Hey, man. Thank you, man. I love you guys, man.
All right, we'll take care of you, boy.
All right, Mike.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right, listen, we're going to switch gears here, nephew. We're going to go from movies to sports. You guys take it away. Come on, Junior. And Tommy, let's talk some NBA playoffs here. What you got, Junior?
We ain't got to talk about nothing but Houston. Go ahead, Junior.
Oh, man. Come on, dog. 2-2?
2-2.
2-2. Oakland, the Golden State Warriors, and the Houston Rockets are tied at 2-2.
And it's
and
going
game
down tonight.
5 is tonight. In Golden State, say Rockets by 50.
Well, they better win this one.
By 50 points?
Thank you, Sheridan. I'm putting that much faith. What time it? We need to win by 50 because they don't miss at home. If you know anything, I know they don't miss at home.
Well, you know what? Here's what we need, Junior. We need to be up by 50 in the fourth quarter. That's what we need.
Man, if we – boy – We okay, them light-skinned boys can shoot.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. We pretty much like in Game of Thrones term, we Nightwalkers. That's
well,
who
you know,
we is.
We're moving on. Up next, it is the nephew and his prank phone call coming up right after this.
Tommy got a prank phone call coming up.